The Old Testament reading is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 6, beginning at verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you are sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. The New Testament reading is taken from Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 13. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. Amen.
And so let us turn to the Lord in prayer. We pray together. Eternal Father, thank you for your word. As we come now to reflect upon it, we ask for the help of your Spirit in our understanding and help us to respond to your word appropriately. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a lovely story about a young boy who was standing at the back of the church one day, and he was gazing at the plaque with lots of names written on it. The minister walked up to him and said, "Good morning, what are you looking at?" And the little boy said, "Well, I'm looking at this plaque with all these names written on it. What's all this about?" And the minister said, "Well, you know, that's actually a plaque, a memorial to all the young men and women who died in the service." Well, the little boy looked at the plaque for a bit longer. And then he looked up at the minister and he says, "Which service was that, the 11 o'clock or the 7 o'clock? Sorry, it's a bad joke, isn't it? Well, we know the saying that children should be seen and not heard. And that was the mantra some time ago. And I'm glad that it's not the case today. We often say that the children and young people are the church of tomorrow, and of course we correct people when they say that, because we know very much that the children and young people are very much part and parcel of the church of today. So today we're reflecting on the importance of investing in our young people and children, investing our resources, our time, our energy, our love. That's why we have Aaron with us on placement for the next 3 years, whilst he does his degree, because we know that we've got to invest. And that's why we've had youth workers and children's workers in the past, because we want to invest in our young people and children. Let me pause again and say thank you to all those who give of their time and energy and gifts in ministering amongst our children and young people. It is a ministry that you may never ever see the rewards, but let me assure you that you will be having such an influence and such a godly influence. And so thank you for that. I love the story in Mark. It's read as part of our baptismal service, of course. And we're told that people, probably they were mothers, were bringing their children to Jesus. And of course, the disciples stopped them. Now, no doubt it was out of good intentions on the part of the disciples. No doubt they were worried about Jesus, didn't want to have the extra burden on Jesus. And no doubt Jesus was shattered and they were concerned about him. But they stopped them. And we're told that Jesus was indignant. Lots of different words are translated here, but indignant is the word that's often used. And it literally, it's the only, there's one other time when it is used in the Gospels. And that's when Jesus turns over the money changers' tables in the temple. In other words, Jesus was livid. He was seething. He was hopping mad with a righteous anger because these children were prevented from coming to him. Because the best thing any parent can do is bring their child to Jesus. Now, we want to remind all of our children and young people in our church family that they are valued and are as important as anyone else within the life of the church. For example, we don't want the church leadership to just be made of middle-aged people, of which I'm one, because we want to hear the voices of the younger generation. That's why a couple of years ago we decided that we would at least have some people who are under 30 on the church council, because we need to hear those younger voices as well. And of course, as we thought about earlier on in our prayers, in our baptismal or dedication service, as a congregation, we make a promise. We agree to maintain the church's life of worship and service, that the children may grow in grace and in the knowledge and love of God. That isn't simply the responsibility of Christian parents, but of the whole congregation. That's why it's so unfair when Christian parents then feel guilty that their grown-up children don't necessarily share their faith. That responsibility ultimately lies with the whole body of Christ. It was interesting that a report said that only 50% of those raised in a Christian home today continue to be a follower of Jesus as adults. Only 50%. I don't need to convince you of the importance of focusing on discipling our young people and children. That is a value that we hold as a church in Sydenham. It's a value that we hold as a Methodist church in Ireland. And we know that it is so vital because we can see for ourselves how numbers of our young people have fallen away over the years. There are some exceptions to the rule, yes, but generally our churches are hemorrhaging young people and have been for many years. I always recount my home church in Ballyhome. We had a huge, huge Sunday school. There's a photograph of me as a 15-year-old teenager, and that I did have hair back then, I promise you. But 35 years ago, we had a massive Sunday school. But for the last number of years, there have been no children, no young families. And I lament about that. But so many of our congregations are in that situation. The age profile of our churches is getting older and older. Every 3 years, you can hear the groans of ministers around the connection when the triennial statistics are asked for by IMYC. I promise you they're the bane of our lives, but they are important because they reveal and help us to understand a little bit about what is happening around the connection. But the major headline from 2016 was that between 2013 and 2016, the number of young people attending youth activities across the board dropped by one third. That is a huge amount. These are tough and challenging times that we're living in. It's hard for young people to stand up and say that they're a follower of Jesus in today's climate. I always thought in my generation it was really difficult to do that, even more so now. In a 2011 UNICEF report, they said that only about 12% of 16 to 20-year-olds in Ireland regarded themselves as religious and attended religious gatherings. 12%? And I'm sure that the percentage has decreased further since then. Summer Madness released the findings of a report they did a few years ago, which said that 84% of people come to faith in Christ before they turn 20. So if nothing else, this tells me of the importance of investing in our children and young people. I want to say thank you to Gillian Gilmore for giving me those statistics. She did her homework for me, and I'm grateful. We have a huge challenge, but also a huge opportunity right on our doorstep. So often in conversation, I know with many folks, we lament about how we don't see the numbers of young people and children like we maybe used to some years ago. But we do have so many children and young people attending the likes of our uniformed organizations with connections in their families who will regard Sydenham as their church. And in this generation of those who don't regularly attend church or church activities, it is so vital to have a presence in the local schools. And so we're grateful to God for those Christian teachers and principals and staff who express those Christian values for our children. It's all part of building for the kingdom of God. But if we're going to live out the value of investing in our children and young people, then we have to show it. Now, I know that I'm biased when I say this, but I think we have an outstanding church department in IMYC. We have had for many years where different people have brought their gifts and passions to working with our young people and helping the whole connection to do that work. And so again, I want to say thank you to Gillian and to all the staff who work in IMYC for the incredible work and vision that they bring to our whole connection. But let me take you back to the biblical passages that we're reflecting on. In Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, it reminds us again of the command to teach our children and young people this truth. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Now, there were other commandments that the people of God had to follow. And then they were going to pass that on to their children, just as Aaron was reminding us. Each generation passes it on to the next generation. But we remember that the whole law is summed up by Jesus, loving God and loving neighbor. It's not rocket science. We don't need to have a theological degree to understand this, but we do need to teach and to model that love for God and neighbor and pass those values on to our children. In the story of the people bringing children to Jesus, I love the way that Jesus hugged the children. And then we're told he blessed them. To bless someone means to praise with enthusiasm. It comes from the Greek word from which we get the word eulogy. We need to continue to encourage our children and young people by praising them. All too often, young people get a bad press. And, you know, sometimes there are a few bad apples that spoil the cart. But on the whole, young people are trying to navigate their way through life with all of its challenges and problems. And as adults, we need to be more patient and more understanding, which can be tough at times. But we do need to find more ways to praise them and lift them up. When this generation of children and young people become adults, we want their memories of church to be that of being a Christ-centered place of welcome, inclusion, and safety. We hold dear that belief that each person, old and young alike, is cherished and loved by God and is the recipient of such mercy and grace in their lives. So my prayer is that our children and young people will know that they are valued and loved, and that as older people, we will continue to invest our resources in our children and young people. Amen.